What would your motherhood look like if it was centered in the gospel? That's the heartbeat of this month. How do we know what the Word of God says about motherhood versus what tradition has told us about motherhood, what our own experience when we were mothered as a child tells us about motherhood, what we see exhibited by our friends or by media around us? What does it mean to have a motherhood centered in the gospel? Join me this month as we look at what God has to say about this role that we play with our children. Welcome back to the kitchen table. We are continuing this conversation of what it means to be a gospel-centered mom, to have our motherhood securely rooted in the gospel. And primary to that, and I've been saying it almost every week, but I'm going to keep saying this, is to understand that motherhood is a role you have been given, but you have an identity that determines your value and your worth. And your value and your worth are determined by the truth that when you are in Christ, you are a daughter of the King. You are fully made righteous, fully forgiven. You are adored. God walks with you. He promises to be faithful to you. And your role as a mother sits underneath an identity that secures your value and your worth. Today, we're going to be talking about what do we do, though, when we hear the drumbeat in our soul of you only have 18 years, or maybe it sounds like this with you, you better get it all right because you only have 18 years. A fear of the future or a worry about what is to come couples with this feeling that time, we only have this constricted amount of time with our children. And if we don't spend it well, if we don't use it to the fullest, it will be lost to us. And this thought can monopolize the way we do interactions. It certainly can haunt us as we lay down at night, where we replay our day and we wonder, did I do it well, Lord? Did I do it enough? Is what I'm doing now going to pay off in dividends where my child is happy and well-adjusted and walks confidently into their adulthood? Will I launch this child well? Or are the failures of what I've done today going to cost me and going to prove once again that I am the mess up in the middle of my motherhood, that I am the flaw? And we've been talking about it from this perspective because I want to just push through every part of your being this truth that you are not the flaw in your motherhood. You aren't. God, in fact, has invited you because he believes you are his plan for your children. He says in Ephesians 2:10, we've been rooting down in it, that you are the workmanship that he has created. And that because you are his workmanship, he has designed plans just for you in advance. And those plans, because of your identity as his daughter, include all of his plans that fall under the role he has given you as mother. And you can trust him with that. But what do we do with all of these thoughts about the future? Where do we take them and where do we let them sit? How do we connect those thoughts to truth? We're going to turn to 2 Corinthians 1, verses 20 through 22. And we're going to start here because our future is determined by our identity and we have to center it there. So it says in verse 20, it says, all the promises of God find their yes in him. That is why it is through him that we utter our amen to God for his glory. And it is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us and who has also put his seal on us and given us his spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. So Paul is talking about, and he's actually having this conversation at the beginning of this letter that he's writing to the church at Corinth, because he has had to change his plans. His future has changed about something. Plans and when he was going to come and see them. And Paul is drawing a distinction between his promises and God's promises. And I think that for us, oftentimes when we are facing this future with our children, whether we are afraid of what is to come, whether we're excited about it, but man, we want to hold on to every day, or if we're buying into the lie that everything that we do really matters in the future, so there's no room for mercy or grace or mistakes to be made, and instead we're just kind of trying to run the gauntlet of perfection to make sure that the future is assured, we need to stand in this passage of Scripture. So it says that all the promises of God find their yes in Him, in God. And what that means for you and for me and our motherhood is the very first thing we have to understand is everything God has promised in the gospel is forever true for us. We have to keep reminding ourselves, first, of our position, that God has established us in Christ, anointed us, put His seal on us, and given us His Holy Spirit as a guarantee. And then because we are established, rooted, and adhered, like we talked about, to the love of Jesus Christ, then the interactions with our children, both to love them, to instruct them, all of this, He has given us fully His Holy Spirit as a guarantee to help us. The fullness of power and wisdom and counsel and relationship are offered and alive in you, my friend. Because He is guaranteeing you by His presence inside of you that all the promises of God are going to be true in you. There are going to be days where we're going to mess this up, that we're not going to walk well with our kids. There are going to be seasons where we will regret maybe a choice we made, the way we interacted, impatience, being stressed, being anxious. Those things are true because we still live inside of our flesh. Our body of sin is still present, but we also have the Holy Spirit. And the promises of God say, the more you seek me, the more you surrender to me, the more you die to your flesh, the more you die to your own impulses, and you turn to me and you engage with me and you say, I want to be a partaker in the divine. Like, I want God to know what you want me to do. The more we participate in His way of parenting our children, the more we will see the fruit of that in the way and as things begin to roll out with our children. That is just this promise we have. Why would this be a promise we can hold to? Because it says in verse 21, God establishes you, anoints you, put a seal on you. Why? For His glory. For His glory. The God of this universe deeply loves you, and He deeply loves your child. And He is more invested in your child than you can ever claim to be. That's true for me too. No matter how much I claim to be invested in my child, no matter how much I can fall victim and fall prey to being consumed with my child, which is wrong, and we'll discuss that later, God, though, is fully engaged and wants to display all of His great promises of steadfast love, of mercy, of forgiveness, of His presence, of His guidance, of His protection over and in your child's life. And you are a conduit in this moment, this season of your child's life. You're a conduit anointed by God, so we know His promises will ring true through us when we walk surrendered to Him, but simply a conduit. So sometimes when we walk it with our kids and we are struggling with what is going to come, how is this going to end up? Is this ever going to get better, God? Where we need to turn our hearts to is an understanding that our response to our children and the way we walk with our children is really a response to Him in the establishment of our identity as His daughter. And our amen response, for God's glory response, are, God, yes, I trust your promises. God, yes, I will line up with your calling. God, yes, I will walk in your ways. All of that is a walk of faith, certain that God will do in me and God will do through me all that he promises, which will be for what? My good and his glory. And our response is an amen for his glory. Do not get caught in the lie that you only have 18 summers, 18 Christmases, you only have a certain amount of time, you only this, or you could mess it all up and miss this. Don't let the enemy of your soul get you caught there. Turn your eyes to the one who declares your identity and let this role come from a place of knowing your value and your worth to the King of Kings. You are his daughter. All of his promises will find their yes in Jesus, fully given to you, so that you may stand sealed in the Holy Spirit and walk in it to give glory to God. Thank you for joining me as we are centering our motherhood in the truths of the gospel. I pray that you will gain confidence and clarity to know how God sees your motherhood and invites you deeper into relationship with him. Thanks for joining me on the Warrior Mama Podcast. Are you ready to start praying God's word over your child's life, over their future, over their present, praying for their protection, praying for their decision-making, praying for their character to be different, praying that they come to know Jesus as their Savior and that they walk more in love with him than you ever have? Are you ready to pray that way for your child? A Warrior Mama's Prayers Journal is designed for the course of a year to help you pray confidently God's promises and truths, specifically for your child or for your children. Journaling and watching God at work month after month, returning to the same prayers and seeing what God has done from one month to the next. It's simple, and yet it's powerful. You can grab a copy of a free introductory prayer guide down below in the links, but can I encourage you to invest your time and pray specifically, powerfully, and confidently the word of God over your child's life through a Warrior Mama's Prayer Journal.